What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hi, Shaggy and Natalia. This is Davin. I'm from Virginia Beach.
Good morning, Davin. What's up? How can we help you today?
Okay, hi. So my boyfriend Jeff and I have been together for a while now, about a year and a half. And I have two kids from my previous relationship, and Jeff has a son from his previous marriage. We don't live together, but basically we're together all the time. We have this awesome blended family, and all the kids get along. And, you know, I can really see us moving in together and getting married down the road.
Okay, so this sounds great. So far, so good. So where is this going to take a turn?
Okay, well, Jeff has a full-time 9-to-5 job during the week, but on the weekends he does personal training to make extra income. And lately he just has been gone a lot on the weekends. Like, we hardly see him at all. And to be honest, I haven't really seen a change in that money. So I'm not sure he is personal training or I don't know what is going on, if he's working all the time, but there's no additional income coming in.
Yeah, that does sound weird, Davin. Do you think he's cheating? What gym does he typically train at?
I don't know if he's cheating. That's why I'm calling you guys, unfortunately. But he trains at Mount Trashmore, and he goes to people's homes, and sometimes it's in the gym, like One Life. And that's actually how we met. So I've tried saying something about his schedule appearing really busy, especially on the weekends, but he just keeps saying he's trying to keep up with bills and provide for all of us. I don't want to doubt it. I just don't know, and I would like to know what's really going on.
You know, okay, yeah, so something definitely isn't adding up, but I do have an idea, and Natalia, this involves you.
Well, oh, me? Okay.
Yeah, well, so since you've been working out with a personal trainer for a few months, I'm going to have you reach out to Jeff. David, hang on the line, and Natalia will get the number from you, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Jeff?
Yes, this is Jeff. Who is this?
Hey, Jeff. So my name is Dana, and I got your number from a friend who used to train with you. And I'm trying to compete in my first fitness competition. It's coming up in November. And I just wanted to see if you had some time to train me on the weekends to help me get ready for this.
Oh, yeah. Congrats on the competition. That's awesome. I used to train... I'm hoping to train on the weekends again, but I've got some kids, and so until they get back into school, I've just kind of had to table the business for right now. I'm sorry to say, I've just got a little too much going on. I'm just incredibly busy, so I'm sorry. I don't think I'll be able to help you out.
Oh, that's a bummer. What about during the week?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've got a 9-to-5 as well. So, you know, that's during the week I'm busy, and then on the weekends I'm pretty much all tied up typically. So,
all right, sorry, well, that's okay. I'll keep looking around. I'm sorry to bother you.
No problem. No, like I said, congrats. Good luck on the competition. That's awesome.
Okay, so obviously I didn't do a good job.
No. But something's still not right. I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's play one song.
Okay.
I want to call him back. I have
a different idea, a different angle.
Yeah, because he didn't give anything.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't do a good job.
No, you did fine. Let's play one song. Let's call him back. We can't just let him off the hook, him saying he's busy.
No.
We got to find out why.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Jeff, please?
Yeah, man, this is Jeff. What's up?
All right, man. So my name is Cody, and actually used to train my fiance like a long time ago. Anyways, I'm reaching out because I'm in the process of opening my own business, like a private gym, and I'm looking to hire some trainers to work there and kind of build up my clientele. So I was wondering to see if you would be interested in maybe jumping on board. If I remember correctly, I know you have a full-time job during the week, so I'm not really sure, but maybe like something on the weekends is something you would leave to do for us?
Yeah, thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate you thinking of me. It's really funny, actually. I just had another call from this person like literally a minute ago who about some private training lessons, but unfortunately I'm not. I wish I was. I'm obviously going to be very busy right now. I'm just not able to do it right now. I've got a lot going on. I've got a couple of kids and, you know, just my personal life. So I'm pretty slammed right now.
Okay, kids. Yeah, for some reason, I thought my fiance said she knew you had a son. At least that's what she told me. I can't remember.
Yes. I do. But I've also got like four other kids from one of my exes. So that's a handful for sure. She works on the weekends, and, you know, I told her I'd help out during the summertime when they're out of school, so I've been staying at her house a lot, and, you know, I just, my time's pretty eaten up with that, so.
Yeah, wow, dude, so five kids total. Yeah, I get why you're busy. Sounds like you guys are on good terms, but it has to be tough with that many kids for sure.
Yeah, man, yep. I mean, you know, we're just trying to co-parent the best we can. You know, you got to do that for the kids, obviously. And she and I kind of steer clear of anything else, which is, you know, it is what it is. But the kids are a handful. So, you know, I don't need any more stuff right now. But I do appreciate it.
Yeah, man. All is good. Well, look, good luck this summer with work and the kids. And I know you're probably ready for them to get back to school. But if you change your mind about training and want to come on my new gym, I'm trying to open up by the fall. So, you know, just give me a holler. Let me know. You have my number.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man. I really appreciate you thinking of me. I'll let you know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.